This is CICK News.
Housing Minister Christine Boyle says Smithers is among seven new BC communities selected for phase two of the Heart and Hearth program, aimed at bringing people indoors and connecting them with supports. The Heart component focuses on outreach and relationship building with people who are unhoused, while the Hearth component provides temporary indoor accommodation paired with connections to healthcare, mental health and addiction services, and longer-term housing supports.
How does the province assess readiness for something like the Heart and Hearth partnership in these smaller and rural communities such as Smithers compared to larger cities?
So it really begins with a local government reaching out to request either being part of this program or requesting additional resources from the province to help support folks who are vulnerable in the community. And then the province looks to, you know, a number of metrics, including the point in time homeless count and the existence of encampments and the length they've been in place, as well as the willingness of a local government to partner to find solutions together.
And what conversations did the ministry have with regional partners such as Northern Health or Selkant Friendship Center or nonprofits before moving ahead or as part of the sort of holistic picture of deciding to partner with the town of Smithers?
I've been grateful to be able to speak with the mayor a number of times about her and the community's desire to address the encampment that had been in the community to find spaces to safely bring people inside. And that's really what this program is designed for, to be that first step where people can come in and have a safe and dignified place to rest their head, and then to connect with health supports, maybe mental health supports or addiction and recovery supports or other social supports as they are needed to move them along a housing continuum and a recovery journey when they're ready.
Okay, I understand that we're in the announcement phase, but are you aware of what the town of Smithers plans to do in and naming some of those supports that you just mentioned?
That's the part of the conversation we're at now. The Hearth part is the temporary housing part. The Heart part of the program includes a staff person who would be in the community working to do outreach and understand what the needs are of folks who are unhoused or living in encampments in the community so that the service can be shaped around supporting them best.
Yeah. And I guess what timeline does the ministry anticipate for more permanent or year-round housing? You mentioned the emergency shelter in Smithers, which is currently operating until March 31st of this year.
So we are continuing to work on the Alfred Ave permanent shelter. I don't have a timeline on the completion of that, but that work continues alongside the temporary housing that will be part of the Heart and Hearth program.
Maybe this is too localized of a question, but the most recent local homelessness count, it showed a significant increase in people experiencing homelessness in Smithers, with 84% identifying as Indigenous. So how is Heart and Hearth designed to respond to our local demographics and trends?
That's a great question, and that's why we work closely with the local government and local service providers, and why it matters so much that the temporary housing that's part of this program is paired with outreach staff on site so that the supports can be built around what the need is in the community, which may include cultural supports, may include connections to health or social services. All of that is really designed to meet people where they're at, bring them inside to a safe and stable place, and then help build those next steps alongside them. And local staff on the ground and the local community will really know best what that looks like. And the province is there to support that, to invest in the beds and people that are needed to help move folks along.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me.
While the province frames Heart and Hearth as a partnership model, the town of Smithers says the work on the ground is just beginning. In this follow-up conversation, Smithers Communication Director Samantha LeBlanc explains how the municipality formally joined the program earlier this year after years of advocating for additional supports, citing high per capita homelessness numbers and ongoing encampment pressures. The town outlines plans for a public engagement process this summer, and Samantha describes how a local working group will be formed in collaboration with BC Housing, and how the temporary Heart and Hearth response fits alongside the longer-term Alfred Avenue housing project.
So council and staff have been advocating for years for additional support within our community. We formally joined the Heart and Hearth program just earlier this year, around the end of January. We were approached by the province, so that's started in February. And then a lot of the support is based on our community needs. Our latest point in time homeless count, which also is people experiencing housing insecurity, per capita is quite high. I believe it was about 77 people who were experiencing housing insecurity within our community, which is very high for a population of our size.
Do you know how the working group is going to be formulated, or how you're going to do outreach so that the right voices and organizations and perspectives are represented?
So BC Housing has a large part in implementing that. As the municipality, we will help identify any groups within our community. So that includes Indigenous organizations, outreach support, any of the social services we have in town, as well as municipal employees, mm-hmm. For things like, you know, site servicing, engineering, anything like that that they might need.
As the town works with the province to identify a site and also to determine bed numbers, what criteria would be informing site selection, and then also what kind of units this would be?
Yeah, so it really depends on our community need, and BC Housing is very open to exploring that. We don't have any answers on what it's going to look like yet. We are hoping the public engagement part of this will help us identify if there's, you know, some existing buildings in town that might be a good fit, mm-hmm. for kind of a longer term shelter. I do want to also mention, though, that the Alfred Avenue project is more of the long term solution. So just to be very clear on this, it is a temporary support to support our encampment efforts before the Alfred Avenue project is opened, which is expected for 2027 or 2028, which will be more of the longer term.
Mm-hmm. And do you have an idea of the timeline of where we are now, what we should expect maybe even by this summer?
Yeah, so we are working with BC Housing. We're in discussions right now about what that will look like, but we are hoping there will be some kind of public engagement and consultation either summer or late summer. So it will be this year.
We also saw the homelessness count, and it was 84% identified as Indigenous. So I guess, is there an approach that you're using to make sure that service providers are culturally appropriate supports for this temporary build?
So we will be working with a lot of our own local community providers who are already doing this work, and we're just hoping that it'll be able to provide a bit more care. It'll definitely be local supports, people who know what goes on in our community, people who work with these people already, and making sure that they're culturally sensitive to the experiences that these people may have lived.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.